This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Japan for a state visit. And though heavy on ceremony and photo ops, the White House promises there will be substance as well. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Mr. Trump have met or spoken more than 40 times, which the White House says is absolutely unprecedented. Asked by VOA if the trip would produce deliverables on trade and defense cooperation, a senior American official pointed to a scheduled Monday Trump-Abe news conference and promised there would be some very interesting announcements. Tokyo is under the threat of possible Trump administration tariffs, which could triple its flow of auto exports to the United States. Mr. Trump's first event was an appearance before an audience of Japanese corporate leaders at the U.S. Embassy.
The relationship with Japan and the United States, I can say for a fact, has never been stronger. It's never been more powerful, never been closer. This is a very exciting time for commerce between the two countries that we both love. The United States and Japan are two of the largest economies in the world. You're right there. You're doing fantastically well. I was looking very closely on the ride over at some of the numbers being produced in Japan, and you're doing great.
U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says North Korea's recent short-range missile tests violated United Nations resolutions and demonstrated that economic sanctions on Pyongyang need to stay in place. Speaking to reporters in Tokyo before President Trump arrived there, Bolton also said the United States was willing to resume a dialogue with North Korea at any time. President Trump has played down the meaning of the renewed missile testing. North Korea insists that Washington is responsible for the breakdown of talks. It is highly likely all of this will be discussed in Tokyo in the Trump-Abe meetings. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has met with leaders from neighboring Pakistan to discuss bilateral issues and Tehran's escalating tensions with the United States. Those anxieties have worsened since President Trump announced an effort to cut Iran's oil exports to zero and beef up the American military presence in the Persian Gulf. Responding to what is being portrayed as a rising threat level from Iran, President Trump says he is sending more U.S. troops to the Middle East. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
The president says another 1,500 Americans will head to the region.
We're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops.
It's part of a buildup that began after what the U.S. said was a threat from Iran, without giving either details or evidence. The Pentagon says the additional troops will focus on protecting those already there.
We do not see these forces as provocative.
Acting Assistant Defense Secretary Katie Wheelbarger echoing the president in downplaying the prospect of a conflict.
I don't think Iran wants to fight, and I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Before leaving for Japan, President Trump took a federal appeals court hit on his long-promised wall along the U.S. southern border. It is an injunction that temporarily blocks Mr. Trump from shifting federal money approved for other uses toward wall construction. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
President Trump declared a national emergency in February after losing a fight with the Democratic-led House over fully paying for the wall. He planned to divert billions of dollars from other government agencies, but the judge writes, Congress's absolute control over federal expenditures, even when that control may frustrate the desires of the executive branch, is not a bug in our constitutional system. It is an essential feature of that system.
Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is giving up the fight to get her Brexit plan approved and giving up her office. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London.
Theresa May came to power in 2016 after Britain's vote to leave the European Union prompted the resignation of predecessor David Cameron. Just as Cameron had done 3 years ago, Theresa May walked out of the Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street Friday to waiting cameras and announced her resignation, saying she bitterly regretted failing to deliver Brexit. Theresa May will still be in office for President Donald Trump's state visit to Britain at the beginning of June, likely to be her final act on the global political stage. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.